You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday evening, 6:30, was the piano recital. Gretchen teaches piano to, 10 kids or so. And I think six of them came to the recital.
That's cute.
And, you know, parents, one set of grandparents, siblings, so forth. So I had a whole bunch of people in the house. Now, the recital itself obviously doesn't take very long. A lot of these kids, like one of them is 3 years old. That performance didn't last real long.
Yeah, a couple quick songs.
Yeah, and some of them are, one of them's five, one of them is six. I think the oldest is 11. But we had, you know, recital, so it's the first time since we've moved here that we've had really, other than service people and repair people, that we've had people in the house like that. Like, they come in for the piano lessons, but the piano's right there in the front room. I mean, they don't go very far. So we had all these, you know, we had stuff set up in the kitchen and milling around. The little party lasted about an hour afterwards, you know, with people mingling and talking. And, you know, I got to meet some of them. And so it was really interesting. And I have to say, the kids were damn cute. And that's just all there
that's
is to
good.
It. Now, your kids were in a recital just like a week ago.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
It's pretty cute.
But these kids were just so cute with their performances. And they introduce themselves beforehand and tell what they're going to play. Then they sit down and play. Then they get up and they turn around and they bow. And I mean,
it's best.
Just,
and they
it's
have to
fun.
Use their big indoor voice to announce who they are. And
well, they don't necessarily do that.
Oh, I know, because the one we went to was actually, we go to, it's like a piano place down on Broadway, and they've got a performance room that we go to. And so the kids are fairly far up front, and the little kid gets up, and they're like, hi, my name is Emma, Yankee Doodle, and MSN, and then it's a small world. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. And then one of the six who perform, Gretchen goes, well, wait, tell everyone who you are and what you're going to play. He goes, I don't want to do that.
No, thank you.
So Gretchen introduced him. All right, everyone, this is, you know, so-and-so.
This is Sammy.
That's funny. And then that's one kid, cool. He played, he played two songs, and the second one was the Harry Potter theme.
Oh, that's neat.
And that was kind of funny because one of the other dads walked up later. He goes, I recognize that song. What is that? That's Harry Potter.
He's like, never mind. No, I've never heard it.
So, here's the takeaway from it that was really interesting. One of her students is a 7-year-old. His name is Clayton. 7-year-old Clayton. And I thought for sure, because he actually had a lesson yesterday before the recital. And I thought for sure I recognized a song that he was banging out wanting to learn on the piano. And yes, indeed, it was the Beatles' Hey Jude. That was his request.
That's cool.
Or as he told Gretchen, Hey Dude.
Yes.
He wanted to play Hey Dude. And apparently, and I was talking with the dad afterwards, this kid has gone over the moon for the Beatles. He can name them. He names albums. I guess he got into them by watching that documentary that was just on
Disney,
last
right?
fall. Yeah, the Disney one, the Get Back documentary.
Yeah.
He watched that, and now he wants to learn everything. He wants to learn how to play all of their songs.
That's pretty neat.
And so here's the funny thing. Gretchen goes, why don't you put on one of the Beatle albums over there on the turntable? Because in our living room, we actually have a turntable. You know, it's becoming hip again, right?
Yeah.
So we have a turntable, and to watch this kid who's never seen this before in his life, his eyes were trying to take in, What was this thing that I'm setting on this thing?
What is this magical piece of
and
technology?
And then you put a thing on it, you know, the needle, and I'm trying to explain to him, I'm holding the album to him, explaining what the grooves are and how there's music recorded in there. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even really know how this works.
I don't know how to really
make albums.
It's a magic music disc.
It was a magic music disc to him. He's never seen it, heard
that's
about
cool.
it, nothing.
How fun.
And then when I put the needle down and the song started, you know, I found Hey Jude for him and I played it. And he just lit up.
That's
you
really
know?
Neat.
He couldn't, he's like, this is some weird technology.
Yeah.
And one of the other kids was standing there and goes, didn't those come out after 8-tracks?
He
was
like
no, they actually were a ways before
a little bit
8-tracks.
Before.
And what are you at 6 years old? How the hell do you know about 8-track tape?
That's funny.
So anyway, it was
like some bright little kids, man.